This is Ted Kennedy. It was a close call, but President Bush finally withdrew his veto threat and signed the Democratic Congress's Higher Education Reform Bill. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in the end, President Bush made the right decision when he put away his veto pen and signed the Democrat Congress's Higher Education Reform Bill. He had threatened to do the far-right thing and veto the bill in order to protect banks that make excessive profits on student loans. One of our key reforms saves money by reducing the role of banks as middlemen and letting colleges make education loans directly to students. It's more efficient, Al, and cheaper, too. It was irresponsible of you right-wingers to kowtow to the banks instead of freeing up more funds for student loans. All's well that ends well, Al. The Democratic bill makes college education more accessible and affordable for low- and middle-income students. Were you still for a veto, Al, or just very still?
Ted, if Bush had signed the bill before putting you liberal NEA lapdogs on a leash, still would have been the last word to describe the soaring budget deficit that you Dems still feed and prove you don't care one whit about. Ted, your original direct loan boondoggle would have added more than $4 billion to the Democrat manufactured debt, and all the risk from this loony liberal excursion would have been totally shifted from banks to U.S. taxpayers. Ted, this was a good, true bipartisan effort to make it easier for low- and middle-income students to get a college education. Bush did sign the bill because the direct loans were finally cut in half and because liberals like you were finally fenced in. Ted, whenever our country needs only a quart of milk, you Dems always try to buy the whole cow, and then you milk the taxpayers. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Democrats' domestic agenda, concocting scandal after scandal to divert attention away from their embarrassing record on all of the real issues. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.